Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Let me be the first to speak words that uplift you. Let me be the first to see you and smile. Let my smile be that of pride, for I can never find the words that can free you from whatever you're going on inside. But I can smile. I can let you know I see you. I know your heart. I know that every morning while you wipe yesterday from your eyes, you have the sinking feeling that today is really yesterday. And remembering those childhood dreams only petrify you because they are on the same road that leads to the same detour away from survival. Today, you're researching the same familiar papers and doors as the method to stay alive. I just need you to know. I don't judge you. You were gone for so long, but I don't judge you. You did what you were told, so I don't judge you. You cannot unsee what you have sown, and I don't judge you. Power of now. Connecting you to the B-side of you. They call me Oracle of Adelphi, goddess of the sunrise. Like a bridge over water, I am the messenger of peace, with the quotes you need to connect to a release. Another day above the 6 feet of dirt heaped. It is your beginning. I hold out one hand to my ancestors, Sankofa. My other hand is free, strong. Grab a hold for however long you must. Clench tighter and just trust. As I bring my hands up, closer to my heart, closer to the light, closer to the freedom that you know not, let me be the first to speak these words you needed to hear most. Welcome home. Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. This is your host, Imone M. Prosper, and that was a preview of a new piece called Welcome Home. It's really an interlude to the Oski Foundation's Welcome Home piece. I had the opportunity to work with them on that, and you will be seeing the full version tomorrow, January 9th, at Grand Central Miami, where Regal Poets will be in the building. So I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful second week. This is the first full week of 2015. I can't believe it. But this is our second show. So glad that we could be a part of your life, a part of your lunch. I'm having a great lunch right now. And today we're talking about facing challenges. And I want to go in and get right into it so that we can have Miss Latoya, Miss Controversy Bird, help us out with the topic. Because what I'm finding is that, you know, as I stated in the last shows, I stopped doing New Year's resolutions and just whatever decision I made, I would just resolve it and do it now. And it has freed me so much when it comes to New Year's resolutions. I feel like I'm accomplishing more. But there's always those things that kind of linger. And it's funny, since I've said, you know what, let's face the challenges, all of a sudden my New Year's resolutions are all broken, the things that I started. And I think it's a good thing because now it makes me internalize. You know, I got to practice what I preach and say, what is it that is the challenge? What is really the message behind why I'm not accomplishing this goal and why I'm not doing this and the third? And I'm very pleased to have Ms. Latoya Bird talk to us about that because she is actually a consultant. She's a coach, a business coach, and she represents she's the founder of actually Preferred Network Consulting. And so she deals with these things all the time, all of these psychological things that hold us back from achieving our goals. As a matter of fact, as I have done research, I found that New Year's resolutions, when at least really only about 24% of Americans, and this is only in America, actually make resolutions, which I thought was very, very interesting. But of those 24%, about 16%, I'm looking at my numbers here, 16% of them fail. But 60% of people that make a resolution and actually follow through with their resolution, make the decision to follow through, actually are successors of whatever they're looking to accomplish. So I thought those numbers were interesting. I didn't think that they would even go in that direction. But it just shows you that when you make the resolve and you decide what you want and you put it down or make the declaration, but then at the same time deal with what's preventing you and just determine, I'm getting this done, you have a better chance of seeking them. So the cliches that we feel that everyone doesn't achieve their goals is really, based on these statistics, are not true. And I'll double check the actual, you know, I'm looking at the title here to see who it was. But while we're bringing up Ms. Bird, I'll go ahead and look at that. But, yeah, I'd like to go ahead and add Ms. LaToya to the call so that she can give us her input. And what's so awesome is that she's taking time from her lunch to come on the line with us. So I definitely want to have her come on now. So without further ado, Ms. LaToya, Controversy Bird, I mean, how we met has been pretty awesome. So I'm pretty sure she'll talk about that for a second. Hold on 1 second, let me bring her up. But Ms. LaToya Bird, as stated, is president of and founder of Preferred Network Consulting, and she's going to come on the line with us and discuss how she deals with her clients when it comes to facing challenges. So, Ms. Bird, are you with us on the line right now? I actually see you coming up. All right, Ms. LaToya Bird, are you with us?
I am with you guys. Welcome. Thank you for having me. Happy afternoon. Happy New Year. I'm excited to be on the line with Regal Poets here this afternoon. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
No problem. No problem. I just always love your spirit. You're always so bubbly. It just makes me so much more awesome to be around you, and the energy and the intellectual conversations that we're always having, it's always next level conversations, and I love that about you. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to try to be my best intellectual provocative. Like, I'm going to try my best to pack it.
Yeah, okay.
This power lunch call right now. So I'm going to get right to it if you
okay.
want me to.
I do, I do.
Like Iman said, I'm actually the founder. I had a dream and a vision since college to connect people. So it's actually Preferred Networking Correspondence. And as I engage with different people, you know, doing
Hello?
Hair and hustling in college, I realized, wow, all of the people that I know need to know each other. And so that's kind of how PNC was born, out of the seed of networking, actually really connecting. And then the consulting came in, like, you know what, I can help you do what it is, whatever it is that you're trying to do. Let's sit down at the drawing board and see what kind of formulas I can help you come up with so that you can execute and get to your goal faster, better, stronger, harder. And so that's what I do for clients in a nutshell. And in regards to conquering, you know, obstacles, when I deal with clients, first of all, you have to be your number one client. Whether you're an artist, a writer, a business owner, no matter what, you got to work on being your own number one client. And you got to be honest with yourself. So I want to start with that as a basis. So you have problems. Everybody has problems. Everybody has contrast. And when the new year comes around, for some reason, we think that these problems are going to go away and that we're going to just tackle them with new, you know, solutions and just be this person that we've never been before. And this is why you have those staggering numbers that only 24% of Americans are even, you know, sitting down and planning out their year. And then those that do, however, according to your research, time, all right? So in evaluating problems, You have money, time, and resources. Three things. Money, time, and resources are the number, you know, the top three problems that people face no matter what you are doing, who you are, what race you are. These are just some common problems. So what I want you to get in the mind of is how to use creativity as a solution. So this is what I do for clients, and this is what I recommend anybody excited about 2015. You have to use creativity as your superpower, your hidden power, you know, this thing that is going to take you through the roof. Because when you get into a space where you can actually tone it down and think about what makes you happy, the creativity is going to start to flow. And you're going to start to see ways that you can do what you want to do the most effective and efficient way. So some of us that are really busy, you know, we throw away our opportunity. We actually throw away our life. And we think we're doing so much when in actuality we're not doing anything. So you want to take a minute to slow down so that you can receive the creativity, the divine creativity that is available for you. Everyone on the call, listening to the call, now or in the future, you guys have something in you that you love to do or that you're good at. These are things that are going to lead you to the creativity. You got to use what you have in order to get where you want to go. So these are things that I want you to consider. Creativity as the solution. You know why? Because growing up in a black community, I saw creativity be the solution when problems arose. You know what I mean? When problems came to the table, grandma and
hold
mom.
Hold on to me, Latoya. Hold on. Still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. Now we can.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. What I was saying is growing up in the black community, I saw grandma and I saw my mother using creativity to come up with solutions. Really? Yes. Don't throw that away because that's going to turn into this.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, reduce, reuse, recycle. Like the black community invented that, okay, because we had nothing. We had to make something out of nothing. And so this is what I want you to know. As you keep creativity as your secret fundamental block, your foundation, you got to know what you want. I got like three or four bullet points that I want to say. You got to know what you want. You got to know your potential. And knowing your potential, you got to have confidence. You got to have confidence and to be bold. All right? And then most importantly, the fourth bullet is that you need to have effective connections. You need to know what an effective connection is. So as you evaluate these obstacles that are stopping you from conquering your resolution, go back and look at, hey, what do I want? What is my potential? Do I have the confidence to be bold enough to get it? And then am I maximizing the connections that I'm making? Am I figuring out what's mutually beneficial between the two of us? What's mutually beneficial between myself and the next business partner, myself and the next client? You understand? So
yes.
These are things that I have outlined for a workshop that I'm doing, Imon, that I share with you about called Business Fellatio. Saying what is in the way is you. You don't have your head in the business. So don't get too sidetracked off of Business Fellatio. I know that raised some eyebrows, and it should. So it should. So, yes, you need to put your head into what it is that you're doing. All those artists out there, all that talent that's out there behind cubicles, all right, and at desks that don't want to be there, it's because you're not tapping into your divine creativity, which is not allowing you to see what you really want, see your potential, build your confidence, and then it's stopping you from making those powerful connections, those mutually beneficial connections. And these are the things that you need to do to get elevated. to be elevated in 2015. And ladies and gentlemen, these things are available for you right now, okay? There's nothing in the way between your desires and you. It's one. It's one. So focus on knowing what you want, knowing your potential, having the confidence to obtain it, and then maximizing your connections by establishing mutually beneficial relationships. And that's PNC in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's how you conquer that thing.
And I love it. Everything that you touched on so many points, but what I want you to focus on before you go is to emphasize two things, that how, because a lot of people cannot equate creativity with success. They just think, oh, I have to just do stuff. I just have to do it. I just have to do it. But they don't know how to do it, and they're not equating creativity. And then speaking on having a mutually beneficial connections. We have so many connections. We have people that we just call and just gossip with all the time, and they're telling us while you're gossiping, when you mention an idea, they say, oh, you can't accomplish that. That's not a mutually beneficial connection. That's someone that's holding you back. That's a hater. You know what I mean? So, and sometimes our haters are closer than we think. And I just want you to touch on those two things, just the mutually beneficial connection, which is so vital when you're trying to achieve a goal, and then also touching on the creativity, how we have to make sure we equate that.
Okay, so create success, because when you give yourself the permission to focus on what makes you happy, you're forced to be creative. Like last night, I was speaking to a younger relative, and they were talking about that they're not that motivated. And I said, really? I said, just think about how it feels to be homeless. And let's get innovative.
Hold on, Victoria. Sorry about that. Can I have you speak again?
Yes, I was saying, I was speaking to a younger relative last night, and I told, he was saying how, you know, he has lack of motivation. And I said, well, really? I said, why don't you think about how it feels to be homeless? And let's see if that motivates you to get creative, because you need the creativity in your life to help you devise solutions. When you're put under pressure, your will starts to turn really fast. So it's like, let's skip the problem and go straight to the solution with the creativity as the vehicle. So if I have a problem, let's be real. Let's say as a business owner, I can't pay for a particular product or service that my business needs. So now I'm pressed to get creative to figure out how can I solve this problem. Creativity is nothing but critical thinking and problem solving. Critical thinking and problem solving create millions, create billions.
Yes.
And so this is how creativity is directly correlated with success, because it is going to be a solution provider for you.
Let me interject really, really quick. But there was one thing that you mentioned, your why. I've heard this so many times. If your why doesn't make you cry, you're not going to move. And we've talked about this on the show. You have to know why. If your kids don't motivate you, being homeless doesn't, you need to dig deep and figure out why is this important for you. And if it doesn't really draw up some tears, I've seen men and women cry over the reason why they decided to start their business. And that's what gets them up every day.
That's right.
So, go ahead, continue.
I have to piggyback on that, because what we're really saying, listeners and supporters to Regal Poet, is that you got to get to know yourself. If you're not loving yourself, all of this doesn't matter. Nobody wants to do business with you anyway, because you're sending that frequency out. So get your love up. In 2015, you need to be loving on yourself, because when you start to love on yourself on a deeper level, the confidence comes up. You spend more time with yourself, so you're in meditation, you're in journaling, the creativity is going to start to spill out of your mouth onto the paper. It's going to be undeniable. So, yes, you have to know who you are. Love yourself a little bit more, because that's when you're going to discover why the hell you're doing this. And it's not for the money. Money is necessary, and yes, we're going to come up. Absolutely. However, that's not the driving force. If it's not your grandkids, if it's not, you know, that thing that you want to do, what is it for? So, yes, you have to see you as the pivotal contributor to everything going on in your life. You can't just leave it up to chance. You got to get to know yourself, love yourself a little bit more, spend more time with yourself so that you can develop this relationship with you. Character is very important. So as you do business, it takes time to build relationships. And I don't care what anybody says, business is personal. Business is business, but business is personal. I'm going to do business with you because I want to, because of the energy that I get. And then I'm going to put my head in it. I'm going to do a little business fellatio, do some research, and see how we can establish a mutually beneficial relationship. Because if it's not mutually beneficial, you can miss me with it. I'm not even talking to you anymore because it doesn't make sense.
Awesome. So before you go into the second part, which is the connections, let everybody know how they can connect with you.
Wow, thank you for giving me a platform to plug. 786-972-8695 is my number. My website is pncconsultingfirm.com. That is pncconsultingfirm.com. And you can also, my email information is on that site. And I want to say this, Imone, in regards to what's stopping you from conquering your resolutions, do not let problems, no matter how small or large, be the reason why you can't do something. For example, Imone knows this, I've been sharing with her, my cell phone died, laptop died, website lost the hosting, okay? Guess what? I don't care if 10 monkeys didn't show up to the show to do their job. This one right here is going to continue no matter what. You have to be in a position to know that it's going to happen no matter what. So those business owners out there, especially artists, you know, we have a heart for artists. You don't have the wardrobe. You don't have a ride. You don't have this. So what? So what? That's not even a problem, because now this is going to bleed into what kind of relationship you create with other people. So this relates to effective connection. Okay, a lot of us are not tapping into the resources that are around us in other people. You understand? Because you're feeling some type of way. You have so many insecurities about what you don't have yet when you haven't really focused on what you want. When you focus on what you want, everything, and then when those small little, you know, cues come up in conversation, come up in something that you read, you got to be sensitive enough to receive those things, because those are messages for you. And this is how you'll be able to make those effective connections, where to be, how to be at the right place at the right time, what to say, when to say it, who to connect with. Pay attention to your energy. You got to connect with yourself first before you establish these strong, powerful connections with other people. So when you think about the connection with yourself, what are you doing to benefit yourself? Because that's going to help you understand, is this beneficial? Is this mutually beneficial with myself and the other person? If it's not 50-50, what is it? And do I agree to that? So you definitely want to get to the bottom line of business to help you make those strong connections and to help you conquer your resolutions and move those boulders and problems right out of the way.
Thank you so much, Miss Controversy, and just being such a great representation of networking, and you just do a good job at it. Please contact her from at Preferred Networking Consulting, because she is dynamic at what she is doing and such a great light. We appreciate you taking the time out of your lunch, your busy lunch, before you go back to the kids.
And, I know, right? I play a teacher on TV. I'm not really a teacher. I just
I know. Trust me, I fill that role many times. So go back into your work. Thank you so much. We would love to have you back on the show. We appreciate all that you're doing. And we appreciate all that you're doing on your show, Blog Talk Radio, Vibrate and Elevate.
Oh, yeah.
We were on there last week, and I'm pretty sure we'll be on there and back and forth many, many times. I love you and your energy. So you have a great rest of the day. And Regal Poet Radio, thank you, sweetheart. The Regal Poet Radio, please stay tuned. We still have a little bit more show. As I stated, we are featuring artists from University of Wynwood that sponsor O Miami Festival in Miami. So stay tuned, and we'll stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
All right. Peace.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art, but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path, but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artist fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artist who spends their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon on blogtalkradio.com/regalpoet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio. We now come to the end of another dynamic episode of the Regal Poet Radio Show. I truly hope you enjoyed yourselves and learned something that inspires you, educates you, and empowers you to take your art form to the next level. The pieces you have heard today will be the featured videos on our YouTube channel at Regal Poet under the Regal Poet of the Week playlist. Leave a comment and a like. More importantly, share on the social media you use, or just send an email to a friend or a colleague of the playlist and of one of our Regal notes off of Facebook, also under Regal Poet. That's spelled REGALPOETE. If there's a poem you would like to share that inspired you to love poetry, a poet who fits the bill as a great entrepreneur, or a topic you would like to hear on our show, please feel free to contact us at regalpoet, REGALPOETE, @gmail.com, or leave us a voice message at 772-245-POET. That's 772-245-7638. We also like photos of our Regal Poets looking fabulous, so you can tag us with #RegalPoet, where we'll find it on all of the photo apps, from Instagram to Flickr. We will see it. We're on all of those.
This program is being made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to be a member of the Regal Poet family, please leave a donation through PayPal with our email, regalpoete@gmail.com, as the recipient. Again, thank you for listening. Tune in next week where we will be featuring another Regal Poet of the Week. Enjoy the rest of your lunch, and always remember what poet Walt Whitman says. There are two selves, the public self and the real self, the regal self. Regal poets say, be yourself, be regal.